Sunday Parshas Balak, Shir Chav Ches.
We have a tremendous amount of work to do, and I want to try to impress Yisrael Meir Rumelstein that we actually do something here in Shir. So we're going to do a lot of raid. There's going to be Shir also tomorrow, Beis Hashem, because this sugya is there's a lot of work to be done in the sugya, and the Olam has to spend a lot of time during First Seder in order for us to really know what we're talking about, because it's very, very complicated. And if we don't apply ourselves, then we're going to just it's the type of sugya that you could pretend like you know what you're talking about and not, and sound foolish to people that do know what you're talking about, but you think that you do, but you won't. So don't do that. So let's put in the time First Seder and make sure that we understand really what's going on. We're going to get back to the beginning of the sugya, start to build it slowly, but Beis Hashem, tomorrow we're going to discuss more in details of the sugya, and hopefully be able to finish this sugya soon so we can do a chazara. Here we are. So we're starting on the top of Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Hoysa gavoya me esrim amma. Your sukkah is above 20 amas. Does anyone have a pen? Chesky, you have a pen? Hoysa gavoya me esrim amma. Your sukkah was above 20 amas. Ubana ba amud shugavaya sar tvachim, and he built an amud which is 10 tvachim tall. V'yesh by hechsher sukkah, and on the amud you have a hechsher sukkah. Sover Abai lemeimer good asik mechitzta. Abai thought to say good asik mechitzta. Amalei Rava beinon mechitzas nikars v'leka. So what is Abai? How is Abai being machshir over here? What's he using? What are the important components? He has the schach. He has the space on the amud, and he has, what are his defanois?
The walls of the amud.
So the Sfas-Emes asked the following question. The Sfas-Emes asked, is there any need for the sukkah gedoyla? Is there any reason we're talking about that there's a sukkah gedoyla? Why is there a sukkah gedoyla over here?
Otherwise, how's the schach held up?
The schach can be held up by a frame, lamashal?
That would be the
last
case.
What?
That's the case of Arba Kondisim.
No, it's not Arba Kondisim. No, here. This is my Amud. I have a frame out here. I'm not using the outside. So I could. It's hanging between two buildings. It's hanging however it's hanging. It's hovering in midair. It doesn't make a difference to me how it's hanging. I mean, you're saying that you want to make a sukkah gavoya lamayla me'esrim, and then you have over here an amud bem. So what do you need that for? You're talking about a case that there's an amud. You want to use good asik, and there's schach on top. How'd the schach get there? I don't know. It's a schach of a frame. It's a schach that's perched on top of, it's a psal hanging over from the other side of a different sukkah. I don't know how the schach got there. What do I care how the schach got there? Toby's saying it's just a echatim just to get the schach. Could be, but I don't know if the Sfas-Emes isn't happy with that. You understand the kasha, Chaim? Fine.
Simply say that that's the setup of the Gemara.
Why is the Gemara setting up that way? Because the other sugyas, okay, it's a little better. It's not just because of Echatim Tzitz. It's because we were talking about Isaac Gomez. That's the way we did Itztaba. That's the way we did the sugya of Tevin. So, even though this is not the same, this is not halachas, it could be. Akol panim. Ha'isik Gomez Yom Ha'amu Banaba Omut Shugavaya Asar Tvachim V'yeish Boi Hechshir Sukkah. So Rabbi, the name of good asik mechitzta. Amalei Rava bina mechitzas nikaras v'leka. You need mechitzas nikaras and you don't have. So, Mashal is like this. There is such a thing, the Mishnah Daf Tezayin speaks about a sukkah she'ein defanois magiois l'schach. The defanois are not magiois l'schach. There's such a thing. So how does that sukkah work? I have a sukkah that's 19 amas tall. Is the schach going to be okay? Yeah. My wall is exactly 10 tvachim. How much space is there between my wall and my schach? Around 17 amas. So why is that good? Says the Ritva, good asik. Aye, you need mechitzos nikarois. What? What do you mean you have them? The ten tvachim is nikarois. Zizok the Ritva. However, frekt Arav Hagoyin Reboshar Arieli Shalita Kashe. But the Ran we saw on Thursday says we don't say good asik in Sukkah. He learned the Ran the way that we learned the Ran. Akiva Halperin is trying to learn the Ran differently, but the Ran seems to Acharayim clearly say we don't say good asik on Sukkah. I'll read you the Lashon of the Ran. There is no such thing as good asik when it comes to Sukkah. Says the Ran, this is the Lashon of the Ran. Afa gav de lagabe Shabbos amrinon good asik. Lo amrinon chachi lagabe Sukkah. Dibinon mechitzas nikaros. The Ran says there is no din of good asik when it comes to Sukkah. If there's no din of good asik when it comes to Sukkah, so then what's the pshat? So then how do you use a Sukkah that defines an amagis l'schach?
Oh, anyway, we had, saying from the Machlokes we had on Thursday with Rashi and Rabbi Avraham Minhar.
So we'll get there, we're going to get there. We'll get there in a second. Very good, Chesky. That's the question. So we said a teretz. So Ken Zayin, the teretz is Ein Achanami. You don't need to find as megis l'schach. Whoa! Who said you need to find as megis l'schach? How big does your doifen have to be? 10 tvachim. I have a doifen and 10 tvachim. Good to go. That's it. Ad kan. Finished. Done. My doifen is a sar tvachim. The ritva seems to hold. My doifen has to go where? The Ritva seems to hold the doifen has to go all the way to the schach. The Ran holds not like that. I have a doifen, I have a mechitzas l'asar tvachim, I'm good. And Rashi seems to support that. Why? As Chesky pointed out. Because Rashi says, what does a good asik do to you? What does it provide for you, good asik? What? Whatever's below. Flipped up. So how high can your wall go?
Only as big as the bottom piece.
So the bottom piece was 10 tvachim. How high up are you going to be able to go? 10 tvachim. That's what Rashi seems to say. So if my sukkah is 19 amas, so how in the world am I going to get good asik? I can't get good. Even if I would say good asik, it wouldn't help me. Elamai. What's the pshat? Because all you need is 10 tvachim. And that's what Rashi says. So Amar Abayi Lameh Megur Asik Mechitzta is you take 10 tvachim from the bottom and put the 10 tvachim on top. Lefi Rashi, we understand why it is that you need 10 tvachim in order to say good asik. Why do you need 10 tvachim in order to say good asik?
Because you take what you have.
Because you take what you have and move it up there. According to the Ritva, why do we need 10 tvachim in order to say good asik? If it goes all the way up 19 amas, so let your wall on the bottom only be 3 tvachim, and it'll go all the way up. The answer is, we said on Thursday, in order to say good asik, what do you need to have first? A wall, it's good asik mechitza. Esh tanftain is davzaina mechitza. What's the sheer mechitza? Once it's 10 tvachim, how high can it go according to the Ritva? Ad l'shamay. This is the machlegas, the Ritva. So it seems to be a machlegas whether or not you need to go all the way up.
No. What's the point of doing any flip? Ein
Achanami. In our case, where you have a doifen of Asar Tvachim, is there any point of doing a flip at all? No. But in our case, where the Gemara had a Hava Amina, we're going to do good asik, where it's underneath your Sukkah, and without good asik, how much Mechitza do you have? 0. I need good asik to make me a doifen. Very good. That was Sabar Abayla Meme good asik. Kum Tzegein Rava, and says, no, but you know, Mechitzas Nikarois Veleka. You need Mechitzas Nikarois. What's the svar of Mechitzas Nikarois? Said the Ran, it's Ke'ein Dira. It's Ke'ein Dira. We said, from Ramesha Baruch Kalashiner, he was my Chavrus in the Mir, many, many years ago, He wanted to say that this is machlokes l'shitasai. This is the same Abaye and Rav on Amud Aleph. Abaye said Amud Aleph that dira srucha, that if you have hutzim going in, who cares about the hutzim going in? Ignore the hutzim. What do you mean? But you need a dira. So Abaye over here is saying, listen, technically it's good. I don't care about the fact that it's. But comes along Rav and says we need a dira. That's the way he said. I'll call upon him. This is the Ram. However, Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar has a different shot. What does it mean? Binim nechitzas nikaras. Says Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar that the reason, what it means to say is you need a mechitza that has a toich. It needs a mechitza that has a toich. What does that mean? When you have an amud, okay, this is my amud. So this is my amud. Now the underneath down here, there's no inside. There's no toich. So therefore, you can't say good asik. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar, we're saying a svar in good asik. According to the Ran, we were saying a svar in sukkah needs a dira. You have a good asik, but good asik's not going to help you for sukkah. It's going to help you for Shabbos, but it won't help you for sukkah. Mashenkin, according to Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar, we're saying a svar in good asik. It needs to have a toich. What does it mean it has to have a toich? It means the wall down on the bottom has to have an inside and an outside. Why does it need to have an inside and an outside?
Rashi takes care of that by saying in the cases that it's a tefach y, no?
A tefach?
A tefach y. It doesn't say that it's the rachav is a tefach.
Where is that?
The Rashi.
Which Rashi? By Gag. Maybe by Gag it's tefach, but over here, but over here it's talking about amud. There's no inside. It's not a tefach wide. It's seven tefachim wide.
It's solid through.
So therefore, you can't say good asik. Says Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar. What's the svar of Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar? The chur the svar is as follows. In order for this, what does mechitza mean? Can someone translate the word mechitza for me?
Yeah.
What? Separation, not wall.
Barrier?
Not wall. What's a wall?
Phonics.
What's a wall? What's the Hebrew? The
Doifin
or? Kaisel. Right. What does it mean when we say a machitza? What's a machitza?
Separation.
A barrier or a separation? What are you separating between? Two places. What happens if there's nothing to separate between? Because it's. Has no toich. If it has no toich, it has no inside. In order to have an outside, you need to have an inside. In order to separate from inside to outside, you need to have an inside and an outside. So what's Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar saying? It's not a mechitza.
Why can't we look at it as one very wide mechitza as opposed to?
You could, but then you'd have to do your good asik over there and not over here. We're doing two good asiks. How can we do two? This on here you want your sukkah. So you want a mechitza over here, mechitza over here, and a mechitza over here. The problem is that I don't have a mechitza over here. There's no mechitza over here. There's no toich over here. Oh, there's a toich over there. So you want a mechitza over there? Okay, so then that'll be mechitza over there. Copy that side. So we can't do it. In other words, the svara of the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar is, in order to say good asik mechitza, what do I need to have? A mechitza. It's not a mechitza. It has no toich. It's not a mechitza. Similarly to the way that we said, that in order to go all the way up, it has to have 10 tefachim first. Why? It has to have a mechitza. It could be Rashi won't hold of this whole thing. Because Rashi holds, how does good asik work? Cut it from down there, and do what? And what?
Flip it
up here. Up here, is there a toich? Great. I got no problem. You don't need a toich down there. Because it's not a mechitza down there, it's a mechitza up here. So therefore, Rashi doesn't say this svarav that you need to have. The Ran says there's a svarav because you need ke'ein dira. It's not a svarav good asik. Your good asik is fine. Cut it from down there and bring it up here. There's no toich. I don't need a toich. Why? Because that's not the way good asik works. We said the word good. There's two different, according to the Michtam, said two different taich. What does the word good mean? Either the word good means stretch, or the word good means
cut.
That's the chor, these two pshatim. And now we're doing good asik. Yeah. And the chayr, it's going to be the shitasa. Sure. Let's get back to Abaye for a moment. In the Ran. The Ran said, Abaye said, you would say good asik. Comes along Rava and says, no, but you need Kain Dira. Frek the B'nei Chayil, a beautiful kasha. Frek the B'nei Chayil, he asks, what does Abaye do with the fact that you need Kain Dira? He doesn't hold of Kain Dira? What was Abaye thinking? Sabar Abaye Lameimar, good asik mechitzta. But what about the fact that you need Kain Dira? So, one could think maybe Abaye doesn't hold of the fact that you need Kain Dira. But he brings Abaye himself, says that there's a din that of Teshu Kain Taduru. Abaye says that in theory, a man who goes into the sukkah should have to bring his wife to sleep in the sukkah with him. Why? Because Teshu Kain Taduru. That means that you have to be in a sukkah Kain Dira, like you are in your house. So he says, Vaistachoy, Abaye does hold of Teshu Kain Taduru. So what's the pshat in Abaye over here? Why was Savar Abaye Lameimar? You're going to say good asik mechitzta. What about the fact that you need Teshuva Kain Taduru? That's his kasha. Comes the B'nai Chayil Moshe Finkel and says a Moridik Apshat. He says, hold on a second. Is there really a problem over here? Let me ask you a question. Would you be comfortable living in this on this amud with your virtual mechitzas? Would you be comfortable practically? Tell me if you'd be comfortable. Think about it. You have a sukkah gavoya, and then you have an amud in the middle. Would you be comfortable?
The master, if we're saying is if it's a minimum, if the amud has to be minimum size, yeah. And we're saying that that's comfortable for a person, so why not?
Aye, but you have no walls.
You have the walls of the outer walls.
You have the outer walls. You have the outer walls. So we asked this question on Thursday. What did we say? The outer walls are not part of your sukkah, though. Mitzad the sukkah, you're not comfortable. It's something external that's making you comfortable. Similar to where we have that. Anyone remember?
Okay.
Well, before Ash, what? We had something. We spoke about Amaltera, about using the sign to go up. Becomes the Bnei Chayil and says, hold on a second. Let's go back to Ashtaros Karnayim for a second. We said sukkah has to give tzel. And then we asked the question, what about Ashtaros Karnayim? We said, forget about that, it's external. But who's the one who suggested Ashtaros Karnayim? That was Abaye. That means that Abaye says, do you take into account things that are external from your sukkah?
Yeah,
that was Abaye's kasha. So this Savar Abaye Lameimar and that Abaye were both the same Abaye. It's Abaye that's thinking external things are factors. They're factors to pasul your sukkah. They're factors to be machshir your sukkah. They're factors in your sukkah.
We said
the Michtum had a different gear, so we said maybe the Michtum's gear, so it wasn't really Abaye's kasha, right? But there are other Rishayim that clearly have that it is Abaye's. Toisus is Garis that that's Kusha de Abaye. We want to say maybe the Michtum it's not Abaye's, but Lafi, what we're saying now, you're going to have to say that was Taka Abaye's kasha, also be Abaye Lishitasa. Lafi Zeh, says the B'nai Chayil, can understand why we're talking about a case when there's a sukkah, gadoila, and an amud on the inside. Why don't you just say we're talking about that it's on poles? Because what would be if it was on poles and there was no external sukkah? Even Abaye would agree that it's not kosher. I got no walls. I'm see-through. You can't live in a see-through space. The only reason why Abaye said it was kosher is because he has the external walls that are going to help him. Those are external walls. They're not part of the sukkah. And Achanami, that's Abaye's shita. I could use things outside of my sukkah in order to make it kosher. The same way I could use things outside of my sukkah in order to make it puzzle.
So if my sukkah would be in the middle of the desert, where I don't care if anybody sees me because there's nobody there,
I guess we'll find out the Shabbos.
No, of course you need walls. There's animals.
Rabbi said, with just one ha'ara, which will bother me about this, so then I have another Abaye l'shitasai problematic. So why was Savar Abaye l'meimar if your hutzim are yardim l'soich asara that it's kosher? Risa, because that's not part of your sichuch. It's a zaitik azach. You can ignore it. Yeah, but we're saying Abaye's holds of zaitik azach. Why did Abaye want a passel in the case of Ashtos Karnayim? A zaitik azach. So over here you have Hutzim Yodman. It's also a zaitik azach. So why would Sabar Abaye the name over there? It's kosher. We thought to say, because Abaye says, as long as it's technically kosher, it's going to be okay. You see that Abaye is bothered by things that are not part of your sukkah, that are affecting your sukkah. Yeah, that's definitely. I'll go upon him. This is the B'nai Chayil's pshat over here in, to say pshat in Rashi. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Noatz arba kundisin v'sichach al gabon. Noatz arba kundisin means you put four poles. You put in four. Now these are not just wimpy poles. These are big, like thick, strong pillars. You kundisin over here. The Gemara is going to say later on is they're at least a tefach wide. These are big things. V'sichach al gabon. Rabbi Yaakov machshir. V'chacham and poislim. Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher, and the chacham say it's pasul. I'm Rav Huna. Machloikas al svas agag. Rabbi Yaakov Sover good asik. Aminu good asik mechitzta. Rabbi Tzavi loy aminu good asik mechitzta. Avo beemtza agag. Dibi akol psula. The machloikas is only al svas agag. Because why is it going to be kosher if not for the svas agag? What's going to be? The svas agag means it's on the edge. Rabbi Yaakov Sover aminu good asik mechitzta. How is it going to be kosher? Through good asik. Good asik? Who does that sound like? Abaye. Rabbanan Sabi Lo Amrinu good asik mechitzta. Who does that sound like? Rama. Interesting.
You don't have four walls though. You have three walls.
What do you mean?
If you put it on the corner, you can only have one wall. It's going to give you all. How are you going to put it on the corner where you get all three walls?
What do you mean?
When it says al svas agag,
it means that you have the whole roof.
Yeah.
You put the four corners of each roof. So you can take the wall.
You need the whole house.
You need the whole house. Your sukkah is the size of the whole house. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says machlekes al svas agag. The mechitzes habayis tachteo kineged beina kundisin. The mechitzes of the bayis underneath it kineged beina in between the kundisin. The ikala meimer good asik. Over here, you don't need mechitzas nikaros. Why not? Why don't you mean mechitzas nikaros? V'hacha lo yamrina de beinon mechitzas nikaros. Avo beemtza agag she'ein tachte mechitzas saviv direkol psula. V'lo dai barba kondisun lios l'shem dal mechitzas. The kondisun are not good enough. So, in other words, it sounds like according to Rashi, the machloikas is whether or not you say good asik. But Rashi says over here, maybe there's a svar deloy amrina debina mechitzas nikaros. Why not? Hacha loy amrina. So, Rabbi Asher Arieli Shlita wanted to change the gears of Rashi. He made his own hagah. He made his own hagah. I don't know if he's making a kiddush because I don't know if he found it in Rishonim, but he made his own hagah. You see the word hacha? He wants to change the word hacha to v'chachamim oimrim. The vav, the hey to a ches. V'chachamim ches chaf aleph and put like an apostrophe v'chachamim oimrim. L'yamin abin mechitzas d'chorot. It's a machloikes Rabbi Yaakov and the chachamim. The chachamim say l'yamin abin mechitzas d'chorot. So who's the chachamim like? Like Abaye. And who's Rabbi Yaakov like? Sorry, I apologize. Chom oimrim loy amrinon debainon mechitzas nikaros. He reads it that way. Chom oimrim loy amrinon debainon mechitzas nikaros. The chachamim are like Rava, and Rabbi Yaakov is like Abaye. That's not the Rashi I have in front of me. Rashi says v'hocha loy amrinon bein mechitzas. I have a different Rashi. He doesn't say that that's his Gerson Rashi, but. Yeah, that could be that's where he's coming from. Akopani, the gears of Rashi Lefaneinu, and we don't have anyone that changed the gears yet until Rav Asher came. What do you, why hachalor mina binum chitzis nikaras? What would be the reason? Tosfos seems to say something else. Tosfos says, we'll see the Tosfos. Dechoshiv mechitzas nikaras. Tosfos says, we have mechitzas nikaras over here. This is called mechitzas nikaras. Why is it called mechitzas nikaras? Look at the second Tosfos for a second. Aval al svas hagav divrei hakol, ksher al divrei hakol, dechoshiv mechitzas nikaras, tvei me'oime, me'amud, mishum de nikaras babayis. Because the nicker in the bias. Hold on a second. The nicker in the bias. You trying to make your sukkah in the bias? Or on top of... Is in the bias... Why? Who cares if it's nicker in the bias? Tosfos obviously learns that the yisoid of good asik is it has to be a mechitza... down there, in order us to consider it a mechitza up here. So Tosfos, is it a mechitza down there? Well, in the bias, it's a mechitza. That's going to be enough to be mechitza. The Ran said, all the mitzvah. The Ran said, it has to be kein dira. It has to be something that's, what does that mean? That means that up on top you have to have your mechitzas. Rashi l'choira l'shitasai doesn't hold of the svara of the, he can't hold the svara of the Ran. The Svar of Tosfos. Because who cares down there? It's Nikaras Babayas. I don't want a Nikar in the Bayas. I want to be the Nikar on the Gog. Has to be Nikar on the Gog. Therefore, Rashi doesn't say that. But what does Rashi say? Rashi says that you don't, over here, Lo Yarmina Bina Mechitas Nikaras. Why not? Pela Dika Rashi. Okay. Says the Tzfune Sukkah, he says, Pshat and Rashi is as follows. If you look carefully at the Rashi, Rashi is giving us a lot of details. Rashi says, Dibra Maschel, Machloikas al Svasagag, the Mechitzas Habayis Tachteho, Kineged Bein Hakundisen. Ve'ikel Ameim Ragudasik. Hacholarmin Abin Mechitzas Nikaras. Are these kundisin just like necessary to hold up the schach, or do they actually play an important role in the hechsher of the sukkah? Do these kundisin really make a difference to us at this point? Not arba kundisin v'sichech al gabon. Is it about the kundisin, or are the kundisin irrelevant? We said later on, these are condition are big, fat, strong. They're impressive. Are they obvious, the condition? They're obvious? They're big. Or it really doesn't make a difference. Condition, all right, if maybe you could hang it on a wire, as far as we're concerned. It's just, the point is that you have to have schach. We need something. Schach can't hang in the air. I mean, in theory, we could hang the schach over something. I don't know. Is this, are the condition relevant?
In order to tell you the Chiddush guy doesn't work according to this
Quite that it doesn't work. I want to suggest that you need an order for it to yes work. According to Rabbi Yaakov, do you know why it works over here? He said good asik mechitz, but not good asik alone. If it would just be good asik, then you'd have a problem. Even Rabbi Yaakov would say there's a problem. What's the problem? Like we saw in the previous Gemara, what's the problem?
It for sure makes a difference.
Mechitzas Nikaras.
For sure it doesn't make a difference, because then why we have this case where the poles are in the middle of the roof? In other words, if the poles are in the middle of the roof, yet the schach covers the entire roof.
Right.
So then, what shaykh is the poles?
So we
have to sell good asik.
So right, in the middle of the roof, you can't do good asik.
I don't care about the middle. The schach goes all the way to the edges. So good asik.
Correct.
The poles don't make
So the point is like this. We're going to use a combination of the poles and the walls. I'm going to use both of them together. Maybe when Rabbi Yaakov said, Not arba kundisun al svas agag, he didn't mean to say just good asik with the walls underneath. Why not? Mechitzas nikaras, that's not going to work. What did he mean to say? What? He meant to say, use good asik plus the kundisun. Use both. Use both. What do I mean like this? Rabbi Isai, does sukkah need defanois or does sukkah need mechitzos? Which one? Or does sukkah need both? Does sukkah need defanois or does sukkah need mechitzos or does sukkah need both? I'd like to suggest Rashi holds sukkah needs both. Where does your mechitzas come from? Your good asik. Does that work for Shabbos good asik? Yeah. Why? Because Shabbos needs mechitzas. Yeah, mechitzas. Aber in sukkah you need defanois. Because you need ke'en dira. I need defanois beisoy. Oh, the kundisin can function as my defanois. So I'll use the kundisin to zamin with the good asik in order to give me my defanois and my mechitzas. So I don't need over here mechitzas nikaros. Because when do I need mechitzas nikaros? When there's a din doifin. But I have my doifin because I'm using my kondisin. But the kondisin aren't mechitzas. I'll use mechitzas good asik. Yeah, but it's not nikaros. But I have the kondisin. So the kondisin tzuzamin with good asik. That was the havamina. If you look in Rashi again, Rashi says machloikas al svas hagag. The mechitzas habayis tachteo kineged beina kundisin. The mechitzas are wedged in between the kundisin. What's Rashi telling us that for? What do you need the kundisin? Why is he telling us that the kundisin are there and the walls are beina kundisin? What does he have to tell me that for? Because the kundisin are working together with the defanis. The mechitzas habayis are working together with the kundisin. And therefore, I can say that over here, I don't have a problem. Mechitzas nikars. Can Zayin, that's the way Rashi's learning. We'll see, it's going to be nageh to the rest of the sugya also. But it could be Tosfos learns not like that. Let's see Tosfos. Tosfos says, Savar abayi lemeimer gurasik mechitzta. Libesoif, Masik de beinon mechitzas nikaros. Who says you need mechitzas nikaros?
Rava.
Velodami l'sichech al gabi achsadra shein lo ptzimim. The Shali Pirkin. Tosis says why is this any different than the case of sichech al gabi achsadra shein lo ptzimim? Shali Pirkin. The pitikra choshev shaper mechitzas nikaros. Tosis is bothered that our Gemara says you need mechitzas nikaros. What's with pitikra? What's with Pitikra I over there? It seems to be it works. He says, Pitikra is called Mechitzas Nikaros. So Tosis is asking a question because over here we're saying you need Mechitzas Nikaros. What's with over there? So who should Tosis be asking his question on, really?
Rava.
What's with the deeper maskal of Tosis? Savar Abaye Lememer Gurasik Mechitzta. Abaye thought it's okay. In other words, Abaye thought that you don't need Mechitzas Nikaros. That's not a good Dibra Maschel. And Tois himself says, Libesoif Masik Dibainon Mechitzas Nikaros. In the end, we're going to come out, you need Mechitzas Nikaros. But who said that? Rava, so just quote Rava. Why what's the Dibra Maschel of Abaye?
Because over there it was Abaye who was not sure Rava said it was possible.
Ah, because the Gemara over there, who's the one that says it's kosher, this case of Pitikra of Achsadra? It's only Abaye. So can we ask a question from Rava? No. So Tosis can only ask a question from Abaye. So what is Tosis saying? What's Abaye? Is there a machlekes Abaye and Rava whether or not you need mechitzas nikaros? No. Bottom line. What do you mean, no?
Sovar.
What does sovar mean? It's a havamino. But Tosis is saying, what's Abaye's maskona? Mechitzas nikaros.
He was mekabel.
So if Abaye is Mekabel, so what's going on over there? Why does he let Pitikra work? The answer is that's Mechitzas Nikaros. But if someone asks you a question, does anyone hold in the end of the day that you don't need Mechitzas Nikaros? What's the answer? No. Everyone holds you need Mechitzas Nikaros. L'chayra? Abaye had a hava mean you don't need Mechitzas Nikaros, but is Maskana not? The next Tosfos, this is Avol al Svas Hagag, Ksheru ledivri hakol. Says Tosfos, Dechoshev mechitzas nikaras. Tosfos is now talking about the case of sichech. The case of noatz arbo kondisim v'sichech al gabon al svas hagag. Divri hakol ksheru dechoshev mechitzas nikaras tvei meoimid. Mishum the nikaras babayis. This is what we said. Tosfos holds that that's called nikaras. If it's nikar in the bayis, that's enough nikar. Yeah, but why is Toisus' Dibra Maskel in the case of Dibri HaKol Kshera? Toisus should ask his question right away. In the Havamin of the Gemara, Rav Huna says that Rabbi Yaakov is Machshir al Svas HaGag. How is Rabbi Yaakov Machshir al Svas HaGag? Why is Rabbi Yaakov Machshir al Svas HaGag? Toisus only asks this question from Svas HaGag Kshera al Dibri HaKol. Why does he only ask it from Dibri HaKol? So I asked this question to one Talmud Chacham in the Beis Medrash, Rav Shlomo Menachem Wolgelanter, and he said, "Yeah, because when it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim, maybe the machlokes Rabbi Yaakov and the Chacham is identical to the machlokes Rav and Abaye, and they, over there you don't have a problem because maybe it's. But once you tell me it's ledibre hakol that it's good, so then what's going on? What?
There's no wiggle room.
But I don't think there's wiggle room anyway. Why? Because you can't say it's the Machlokes Abaye and Rav is the Machlokes Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim. Because we just said in the previous Tosfos that at the end of the day, even Abaye holds you need Mechitzas Nikaras. So no one holds that there's such a thing in Good Asik without Mechitzas Nikaras. We said, up until now we thought the Machlokes Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim is the Machlokes between Abaye and Rav. But there is no Machlokes Abaye and Rav. The Maskana, everyone agrees. Need Mechitzas Nikaras. So, why is this only as a question? It's fast like that.
No problem. Still, could be they're arguing on that, on the Havamina of Abaye.
Oh, so maybe Rabbi Yaakov is going like the Havamina of Abaye. It's just the Havamina of Abaye.
It's a Svara. Right?
It's a Svara. Abaye's Havamina. It's not a Nishkin Schlechte Zach. It's Abaye's Havamina. Could be. Could be Abaye's Havamina is enough. There's a. I don't remember where else I heard this, but it's a story about Rav Moshe Feinstein. And one time Rav Moshe Feinstein was chayzer from something that he wrote in the Igros Moshe. He was chayzer, he wrote something in Igros Moshe, he was chayzer. So someone came to Rav Moshe and says, we have to send out like all these big, telegrams and tell everybody, put up signs that, what you wrote in the Igros Moshe is wrong. I said, no. That's what this is. This is what I thought first. This is what I think now. There's nothing. It's not wrong. That was the old Rav Moshe. It's the new Rav Moshe. It's not wrong. Why is it wrong? So the summer Abaye Amin wasn't wrong. That was Abaye. Abaye had a Havamina. It's Emes Havamina. It could be that so much maybe in the Tanoim are holding like this Havamina. It's a summer Abaye Lameimar. It's Nishkin. It's not like. Not wrong. So maybe that. Kenzai.
Nechai learned the previous
Tosos
like this. Could he say that Abaye does hold an extent that they made comes?
That Abaye holds.
Because you said the few of the whole Mechitzas is because the limitation came to the room.
Right.
You said the few Abaye, it's not a problem at all here because we have the walls of the circle.
Right.
So would you need any concept of Mechitzas Nikaros?
The case of Noatz Arba Kondisin, you don't have the walls of the outside. Right? Now, the case of Noatz Arba Kondisin V'Sichach Al Gabon, it's not the case of Amud.
I'm talking about the previous
Tosfos. So, over there.
We said based on that Abaye does to an extent need.
What do you mean? Abaye's maskim l'maskana. Maskana is choizer from that. In other words, he's choizer from the fact that external things are going to work. There's only in his Havamina. But you bring up a point that the Chayr, according to the Bnei Chayil, you couldn't say that this is according to Abaye, because even Abaye holds that that's not good. Right? What Chaim is bringing up is that according to what we said from the Bnei Chayil, no one will hold Noatz Arba Kondisin, the Sichach HaGabon is going to be good. Because everyone holds Initeshu Kain Taduru. The only reason Abaye said it will work with the other case is because you have the walls of the Sukkah outside. Because it's an amud inside of a big sukkah. But in the case of Asvas Hagag, you don't have any walls, so you're totally exposed. So even a Abaye would hold that's not good.
Maybe
That's like in a desert. It's just a little bit windier.
On top of the building.
Yeah, but the people in the building next to you. There's people in the building next to you.
They can get to you.
It's not a question of getting to you, but they can see you. Take pictures of you. Okay, Rabbi, say one last nakuda here, which is a very important nakuda. The Gemara goes weiter, says the Gemara. Rav Nachman Omer, be'emtza hagag machloikas. Rav Nachman says, no, the machloikas is be'emtza hagag. Yiboy luhu, be'emtza hagag machloikas, aval asfas hagag dira kol ksheira, oduma bein bazu machloikas. They argue be'emtza hagag. So why is the one who's machshir, why is he machshir? Be'emtza hagag, all you have is four kandisen. Where are your defanois? He's going to have to hold. What are the defanois? The kandisen are the defanois. Somehow your kandisen are going to be your fanos. That's a pretty lame defanois, but they'll be your defanois. So be'emtza hagag machlekes. Now the Gemara says, Yibayilu, be'emtza hagag machlekes, al asfas hagab divir akol ksheira. Maybe everyone will say that's kosher. Why would everyone say it's kosher? Al-Svasagag? Because of Gura'asik. Odilma, bein bezu machlekes. There's a machlekes be'emtzagag, and there's also machlekes al-Svasagag. Now, if you have a machlekes be'emtzagag, what's the reason for the mandarma that says it's good? Because of the kundisen. You have a machlekes al svas hagag. What's the reason for the one that says that it's good? Is it the kundisin or the gurasik? Or it could be both. Or maybe if they're arguing be'emtza hagag, what's the machlekes be'emtza hagag? Has to be the kundisin. So if they're arguing about svas hagag, I'm assuming if it's the same people, same players, so what's the machlekes? Same machloikas. So then they're only arguing about one thing. What are they arguing about? Kundisin. We argue here, we argue there. We argue in France, we argue in Italy. We argue in America, we can argue in Israel. We argue about kundisin, whether you put it here, you put it there. It's one machloikas, kundisin. Or not. Or maybe al-svas hagag, they're arguing now about gurasik. Notice they argue b'emtza hagag about what? Condition. And they argue about Svasagag about what? That's, yeah. Rav Kivega says, what are you talking about? Why? But they have two different machlekesim? One about Gurasik, the other one about Kondisin? Why would you say such a thing? It's one machlekes, says Rav Kivega. We'll see, Bez Hashem, Siyat Ishmael. Tomorrow, we continue with this. Looking forward.
Sure.